Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How You Become Righteous Already in Progress.
So who can put the sickness on you, or who can take it off of you?
God.
Yeah, so I mean, the average Christian don't believe that, but it's what it says. I am the Lord that healeth you. And so there's no such thing as healing from any doctor or anything. The only healer in the world is Jesus. If you get healed, he heals you. There's no doctors cannot heal you. They might be able to cut a piece of something off here or do that or give you a little antibiotics or do whatever. But they cannot heal you, you know. But thank God for good doctors. We do need them, because back before I learned how to walk by faith, if I hadn't known how to walk, go to a doctor, I'd have probably died two or three times. But thank God for good doctors. But anyway, this is amazing that the Lord says, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. So if you read this book and God says, I hate lying, what had you better do? You better tell the truth. That's right. If he says, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, and if God says, I hate lying, I hate those that commit adultery, I hate those that commit abortion, I hate all those things. In fact, I don't mind telling you, the other night when I was watching the final debate, whenever they asked Hillary about what she thought about abortion and the Planned Parenthood and all that stuff, and she's totally behind all of that, you know, and they asked Trump what he thought about it, and when I heard him say, I will do everything in my power to reverse Roe v. Wade, I will do everything in my power to stop abortion, I thought to myself, he said enough for me. That's all I need right there. Of course, when I look at the Democratic Party in America today, and I find out the Democratic Party is not a believer in Jesus Christ. They are atheists. And of course, Hillary clearly said from her podium that she didn't want nothing to do with anybody that had anything to do with God. And I thought, you know, how could I possibly vote for somebody like that, man or woman? It makes no difference. But you know, the Christian church came out stronger this time than they have in a long time. And I really think that God is moving. He's fixing to do something. And I think we're going to see I think there's going to be some great things happen in the church. I think there's going to be some revivals beyond our wildest dreams. I think God is raising up men that'll teach the truth of his word. And we're going to have men and women that'll go out and do great things for the kingdom of God, that we'll see wonderful things happen, that we're going to learn how to pray. We're going to learn how to change things through prayer. We're going to learn how to do things. Instead of having to go out and fight, we're going to go out and we're going to win things by praying. Because you can change anything and touch anybody's heart by prayer. When I say you can do this, I like to tell some of the stories that one night I was on Daystar Television years ago. And we had a program on there. I was on the prayer lines. I wasn't on the set, but I was back behind the screens. And there was a guy that called, and I got his phone call. And he said, I want you to pray for my wife. I said, or my ex-wife. I said, well, what's wrong? He said, well, she left me and the kids and went to work in a strip club. I said, well, your wife's not a believer. He said, no, she is not. He said, when we got married, it wasn't either one of us believers. But he said, I accepted Jesus. And after I got saved, said she didn't want nothing to do with it, so she left me and the kids, and she went to work in a strip club. I said, well, sir, that's the devil that's blinding her mind to the truth of the Word of God. I said, the reason she's not saved, because 1 Corinthians 4 says that if there's any lost, they're lost because the God of this world has blinded their mind to the truth. So I said, we have been given all power and all authority over the spirits. So I said, I'm going to kick those devils out of your wife. I'm going to ask the Lord to send you down to get her, to bring her back home, bring her to Christ, get her saved, and y'all get remarried. And then I said, everything will go great in your life. So anyway, I spoke as an ambassador for the king, right there over that television, over that telephone line. And the next day, I thanked the Lord for doing all that. And the next week, next Friday night, we were on again. Well, when we went on the show, the phone numbers came on the screen, and that young man, my phone was the first phone to ring. He said, "I need to talk to Thurman Scrivener." And I said, "Well, that's me, sir. How can I help you?" And he said, "This is so-and-so." And I said, "Well, okay, so how can I help you?" He said, "You don't remember me." I said, "No, son, I don't." He said, "I was the guy that had the wife was a strip dancer." I said, "Okay, I remember that because I don't get very many strip dancers." I do remember the story. I said, "So what did the Lord do for you, son?" He said, within an hour after you hung up that phone, my ex-wife called me, said she was down at the club, and it was like scales fell off of her eyes, and for the first time she realized she was strip dancing in a club, and she didn't want to do this, so she wanted me to come get her. So she said she turned in her uniforms and called me, and I went down and picked her up and brought her home. He said that I led her to Jesus that night. He said the next morning we went and got our marriage license, and we got married 3 days later, and said we've been living wonderful together in the last few days since that last week. I said, "Well, absolutely wonderful, son." I said, "How long had your wife been gone?" He said she had been gone 14 years. And God changed her heart with one simple prayer. What kind of power do we have in prayer? All power and all authority. If you're walking in obedience to God's word, there is absolutely no reason for you to let the enemy beat up on you. I've had phone calls this week where people say, "You know, my son's doing this, or my wife's doing this, or my daughter's doing this, and I have nothing that I can do about it. There's nothing I can do." I say, "You have no idea who you are in Christ. You don't have a clue that you've been given all power and all authority over the enemy." I said, "You can pray. You can come against the enemy. You can change that girl or that boy. You can do anything. God's given you the power through prayer. All power is given to us over the devil and his demons, and we don't even know it." And so that's why we get beat up on all the time. So, wow. According to this scripture, "And if you'll do everything and diligently seek the Lord under the law, I will put none of these diseases upon you." Now, if I could walk in obedience to God's word, according to this scripture right here in Exodus 15:26, if I could walk in obedience to God's word and walk in love and do what he says, according to that one scripture, if I was living under the law, how much sickness should I have in my entire life? None. That's exactly what that said, isn't it? He's exactly right. If you walk in obedience, now what if I get out of my love walk? What if I do break God's law? What if I don't diligently seek him? Now what can the devil do to me? He can do it. God's going to make me sick, isn't he? Yeah, so, I mean, we just look at this. Now let's go to Exodus 23:25. Let's look at that. "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you." If we walk in love, now this is law, but this is what's available under law. And the promises under the new covenant is better, far better. So if we under the law could obey God's rules and walk in love, even there's another one that says, he will take sickness away from the midst of you. If God takes sickness away from the midst of you, how much sickness should you have? None. So here again, you can see that if you are sick today, if you need to be prayed for to get well, you see the importance of getting rid of your sin. You want to get rid of your sin. You want to confess whatever. And you know what that sin may be in some of you? Some of you, it may just be unbelief. The sin of unbelief under the new covenant. If you don't believe with no doubt in your heart, it won't work for you. You've got to believe. So, and then let's look at Deuteronomy 7:15. One more under the law. We've looked at two so far under the law. Well, let's look at Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord, if we do all the things he said up above, and then we get to verse 15, "And if you do all those things, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which you remove upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. So if you obey God, there's three sets of scriptures where he said if we obey him and do what he says, he will take sickness away from the midst of us. Is that right? If God says he'll take sickness away from the midst of us, if we obey him and do what he says, under the old law, we're not supposed to ever be sick. Never. So if you take the new covenant, which is made up of better promises, and you realize you're a son, and you confess your sin as a son or a daughter, how much do you think, how many times should you be sick? Never. Yeah, there's no, like Dave said there a while ago, under grace, there is no sickness. As long as you're walking in love, but you got to walk in love. And you got to obey God's rules. You got to do what he says. But if you walk in love, you won't have to worry about that. It's just amazing the number of things that God put in his word that he says we can, what we can do and how we can do it, and we just won't do it. But if God said in his word, all you got to do is just lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. How much simpler could you make that? Isn't that simple? Just lay hands on the sick. Pray the prayer of faith. I got tickled at Kim and Scott. They came out of the Catholic Church. And they came here and lo and behold, she had a back problem for years. And we prayed for her, and she wouldn't even come down. I invited people to come down to be prayed for. She wouldn't even come down. She's afraid that she'd fall down or something. So she stayed back there at the back, and I prayed for people up here, and the power of the Holy Spirit healed her back there sitting there at her seat all by herself. She got completely healed of back problems, and that's been years ago, and she's never had another back problem. God wants to heal his people. He does not want these people to be sick. But you have to believe. You have to believe. And so that's what he wants.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How You Become Righteous, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.